This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show Live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Hannah and Emily from Milo. Hannah has developed a toy for connecting separated loved ones. Hannah, do you want to tell us a little bit more about your product?
Of course, yeah. So Milo allows the child at home to use the device to record and send a video message to their absent parent. The absent parent can then log into the Milo website, view the message from the child, and also record and send their own message back to the device. There's also the game element to it, where the kids get to go in search of a token each week, which will then trigger the video message to be played. So okay. It's a game for the whole family.
Okay, and now Milo isn't just a video camera. What does he look like?
No, he's a little lion.
Okay.
Hopefully a very cute lion.
And how big is he?
That's a good question. About 150 mil.
Okay, about six inches for our American cousins.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. And does he have a camera built into him?
Yes, there's a video camera just built into the top, which goes with all the other electronics.
Okay, and does he have a screen as well that shows the video?
So the screen is actually Milo's face. So most of the time on standby, you just see Milo smiling back at you. But then when you get a call from your parent, they will appear on the lion's face.
Very good. And how does this technology work? Is it Wi-Fi based?
It'll be Wi-Fi based, yes.
Okay. And you mentioned also a toy aspect to it, where you...
Yeah. So the idea is there are 24 tokens that go along with the Lion product. And each week, or more often if you wish, those tokens will be hidden around the house. And so each week, a clue appears on Milo's screen, his face, and that clue indicates the location of a token. So the kids then go off on a treasure hunt around the house, find the token, plug it into the base unit, and that will trigger the video message from their parent.
Okay. And it is just kind of like messaging, in that you leave a message, respond to the message. It's not live, is it?
Yeah, so it's not two-way communication like something like Skype. But that does have its advantages if dad's away on a business trip and there's a six-hour time difference. It's easy to just send a message when it's convenient, or record 10 in one go and send them to the device over a period of 10 days or something.
Okay. Very good. And obviously, I assume Milo's battery powered?
No, actually, at the moment he's intended to be plugged in.
Okay.
But it is also a product that's under development. So.
Okay. So yeah. So that brings us in neatly. You've been part of the British Inventors project. How's that been for you?
It's been really good so far. I'm very lucky to be here and got to meet loads of people. I was also lucky enough to be highly commended, which is really great. It's nice to know that people believe in the product as well.
Okay. And where are you on your journey to production?
Still a long way off. There's some tweaks to the design I would like to make based on some user testing I've done. And from there, I will then go into design for manufacture, start contacting suppliers and things. So okay. There's still some way.
Okay. And in your wildest dreams, when do you think you'll have this on the shelves?
I'd like to think in a year or two. That's
great.
My aim.
Very good. Well, and do you have any idea what you think the price point might be?
I'm hoping for an RRP of $49.99.
That seems quite reasonable. And if people want more, do you have a website or anything?
I do. You can find us at www.milotoy.co.uk.
That's great, Hannah. Look, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.